Unit 7, Natural Disaster. Severe flooding began in late October around the Mississippi River, and the Law family decided it was time to take the necessary precautions. They began by stockpiling all the supplies they could find in case they were cut off from going into town to buy goods. Mrs. Law was a caring, nurturing mother who promised nothing bad would happen to her home or four children during the flooding. She was not going to let the river conquer her family and was ready to fight back and outlast the weather. Mr. Law was a strong, middle-aged, balding man who worked as a carpenter in a nearby town. Though he may not seem it, underneath his baggy clothing, he was very muscular and capable of lifting objects almost twice his own weight. His wife appealed to him to never ask the family to evacuate the house. She did not want to lose her home. Mr. Law thought it would be smarter to head towards a shelter in town, but he honored his wife's request and began preparations to secure the house. He piled sandbags over 10 feet high along the perimeter of the house. It took him many hours to accomplish the task, and at times he didn't think it was going to be possible. Still, he pressed on and worked vigilantly to get the wall built before the floods reached his home. On the news, the weather reporter said that it was the worst flood Mississippi had ever seen, and this was no fiction at all. Rains fell hard from the sky for over 2 weeks, and eventually the dams holding back the mighty river were overfilled, and water began to spill into the nearby towns. Journalists on the television indicated that the reason for this was that the dam's engineers had failed to factor in the chances of such rain to come at once. The live video feed they showed was horrific. Whole houses were completely severed from their foundation and swept downstream. Mrs. Law watched the disaster unfold while sitting on her deck, praying that the wall around their house would not break. Finally, after 2 days of fear, the rain decreased and the floodwaters receded back towards the river. She was overjoyed that their home was saved, but felt great sympathy to those poor people who were going back to see dust replace the spot where their home once was.